Step 5 is the close. Now we can time our closing perfectly, provided we use our sensory acuity. In step 2, you can already calibrate the physiology of need and want. Once you see the same physiology when either you or the prospective client talks about your product or service, you know it's now time to ask them for the business and close. Now, we can do this in a specific way with our NLP knowledge, because what we want to do is run them through their decision-making strategy right before we close them. I gave you an example of this on the strategies CD. I think it went something like this. You had an idea about what you were looking for when you came in to see us, and what we've shown you meets your needs exactly. You've had a good feel for it and experienced it, and it certainly meets all of your criteria of price, performance, and reliability. So do you feel that this is the product for you? As soon as we get to the end of that question, we fire off our decisiveness anchor. What we've done is we've run the client through their decision-making strategy and closed on the very last step. In that way, it makes it the easiest for the client to make a decision. It doesn't guarantee they're going to say yes, but it does guarantee that they're either going to say yes or no, which is the most important thing. The I don't knows, I'll have to think about it, are the people that are really difficult to deal with in selling. If they do say no, then what you have is an objection. Remember what we said on our CD about rapport. Get the rapport back first, then reframe the objection. You can create some reframes before you even get into a sales situation for your own product and service, in the knowledge that in reality there are only 4 objections. It'll either be an objection about money, as in it's too expensive or I can't afford it, or an objection about time, as in it's the wrong time or I don't have the time, or I don't believe you, I don't believe it will work for me, I don't believe what you're saying, or I believe you, but it won't work specifically for me in my specific context or situation. If we chunk up on every single objection you're ever going to get, there are only 4 examples. So it'd be well worth you using your meaning reframes and context reframes and come up with some exquisite reframes to handle any of those objections that you might get before you get them. You'd handle the objection, reframe it, then circle back round to step 3 to re-establish that they still have a need, they still want it, and they want a value, then come back through and close them again. When at step 5 they say, yes, that is the one for me, yes, I do want to go ahead, then you take the order or the money, depending on the context that you're selling in. And then what we want to do is utilize their reassurance strategy. Take them through their reassurance strategy so that they're reassured that the decision that they've made is a good one. Fire off their reassurance anchor as they're leaving, having made the decision. In that way, they've got their need, they've got their want, they're experiencing the value, and they are reassured that in actual fact, that decision that they've made is a good one. That's how you get repeat customers. That's how you get happy customers, and it's also how you get customers who keep bringing other people back to you and referring other people to you because they're so pleased with your product and your service and your salesmanship.